Mark, table track one.
Well, hello, guys. How are you? This is Bobby Benton. Today is Wednesday, August 1st, 2012. Boy, do I have an interesting topic for you, all you blind people out there. The subject I'm going to cover is a program that I know some of you blind people might be familiar with, some maybe not. It's called Media Monkey. Now, let me explain to you what Media Monkey is before I go any further. Media Monkey doesn't have to be, a replacement for Windows Media Player, and it's similar to CDEX, except it doesn't have all the features that CDEX has, and it's a jukebox, big, great big jukebox, so if you're having a party and you want to, put things in party mode, it does that too. A lot of similarities to, as many as you blind people know, Roxio, Easy CD Creator. It could be that too. And it's an audio, it converts stuff from WMA to MP3. It rips CDs. And, I'm having a great month. I'm getting ready to go on vacation, so I figured I'd come on here and do a podcast on a player that I know replaces Windows Media Player for many blind users, because in Media Player 12, they did not put the rip tab in. You can't find it. It's hidden. You know, it's like you have to use your JAWS cursor, and you have to really know what you're doing to really find this rip setting, and you have to be really skilled with JAWS to find it. Well, in Media Monkey, you don't. And, you know, one of the downsides to Media Monkey is it does not have, when you go to the help menu, it does not have a check for updates menu. And I just wanted to, you know, point that out to you as I'm putting this out to whoever wants to post this, Jeffrey or anybody, Jeffrey Miller, or, you know, I'm just putting this podcast out to some people. And, you know, I've been doing very well for myself. I've been podcasting, you know, on time and on target, thank the Lord. Nothing stopped me from podcasting. I am going to go to Windows M for the desktop. Then I'm going to open a folder on my computer called Audio and Conversion Tools. Okay? Now, what I'm going to do in Media Monkey is I'm not going to, you know, demonstrate the music in the library, because I do not keep music in my library. That's my personal preference. I keep it on my Victor Reader Stream on an SD card on a folder called $VR Music. Now that I said that, I'm going to press Windows M for the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, okay. Folder view, list view, audio and conversion tools, now, 5 of 10. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, audio and conversion tools.
And audio and conversion tools.
I'm going to open this folder up. Now, I keep all my icons in different folders. Like, I have antivirus, anti-spyware, I keep everything divided into folders. That's how my desktop is set up. But we're not going to talk about how the desktop is set up. I'm going to go to Media Monkey. I'm going to press enter on the audio and conversion tools.
Enter audio and conversion tools. Item MP3 Media Monkey.
Okay, these are all my audio utilities. I'm going to press enter on Media Monkey.
Enter shell folder view.
Okay.
Items view list box read only. To move to an item, press the arrow key. Media Monkey read Media Monkey.
Okay, before I go ahead and start this full demonstration here, Media Monkey is, there's two versions of Media Monkey, and there's two places you can get it. Okay, the first one is www.filehippo.com, and that is a Media Monkey. That's a free version. Now, there's a free version and a paid version, and you're going to see that as we go through the menus. There's just Media Monkey straight up, and there's Media Monkey Gold, which is a paid version, which I'm going to talk to you just a little bit about, not much about, but Now that I'm in this folder here...
Uninstall MediaMonkey.
Okay, no. I want to make sure...
MediaMonkey readme. MediaMonkey.
MediaMonkey. That's where we want to be. I'm going to press Enter on MediaMonkey, and...
Enter. MediaMonkey. Now playing.
Okay. Now, we're not going to go into the menus. I'll tell you what this program is. It already has its own menu without even going into the menus. And it's kind of interesting that this program is set up that way. And I'm going to start the demonstration right now by up and down arrowing. I'm not even going to press the Alt key or Tab key. Here I go. It's a very accessible program for blind users. Blind people can use MediaMonkey. And it's a substitute, of course, to iTunes and, you know. So let's go. Let's get into it.
Music. File edit view play tools help MediaMonkey Gold Music Podcast Natch Radio Plus. Now playing.
Okay, now playing means you're playing in your list now.
Music.
That's all the music that's in your library. It's a musical library, if you wish to say so. And, you know, music is stored in C:\MyMusic. That's where I have it by default. But as I said, I don't use my computer to keep tunes in there. We're going to demonstrate that in a different way. We're going to go on the internet and download something. So, as I'm going down arrow, let me continue.
Podcast.
You can download podcasts into a podcast folder within... I don't know exactly how to do this because I download them just regularly. Within MediaMonkey, you could choose podcasts to listen to if you want, but I choose not to do that. I just listen to them regularly and open them up on the internet.
Playlists.
You could create playlists with this program. If you want to create a playlist, you could open this up when you go down arrow. You open it up, all your playlists are there. I have 0 items in mine.
Media servers,
that's where you get your album, artist, genre, you name it, data, where you get all your information, genre, the album name, the artist, the title, even of the album artist title. Now here I go again, I'm going to go down arrow again.
FF,
I don't know what that does, but if anyone could tell me, I'll be happy to. I'll leave my contact info in the middle or at the end.
My computer,
I don't know what that is.
Net radio,
okay, you could play the internet radio with MediaMonkey. That's what that is. Oh, and net radio, some of these things you have to subscribe for, and I don't have the funds to do that. We subscribe to Rhapsody. Rhapsody is a subscription service, and it works with MediaMonkey and RealPlayer, because RealPlayer is also a monkey format, too. But I keep everything, when I rip CDs and everything, I keep everything in MP3. Now, let's go down again.
Web,
that's your stuff on the web. You could get as much stuff on the web as you want, so that's that. And we're done with the down arrow, and we're gonna go all the way back up, top of the page.
Music. File edit view play tools help MediaMonkey Gold Music Podcast Natch Radio Plus. Now playing.
Now before I go on, we're gonna do the Alt key with the menus. Before I go on here, the MediaMonkey, let's see, how can I say this? Oh, it's Rhapsody is a subscription service, and MediaMonkey does go in a tree, a list when you first open it. So that's the beauty of this program. Now I'm going to press the Alt key, and we're going to go to the File menu now.
Menu bar, file. To navigate, press left or right arrow, F.
Okay, now let's look at this. Let's look at all this. And then, I will do my... We'll go on the internet after I show you everything that MediaMonkey can do.
menu, file menu, new tab, control plus D to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Okay, you could play your music in a new tab.
Open URL or file dot dot dot.
Open URL or file, you could do that within the Media Monkey.
Add slash rascon files to the library dot 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 ins.
You can add slash add music to the library. You could do that too.
Download file dot dot dot.
You can download files from the internet, but you can do it manually, and I would not recommend you do that manually because, you know, it's a little inaccessibility there.
Locate moved slash missing files dot 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 L.
Okay, I did that before I started, so we don't have to do that.
Maintain library dot 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 M.
Maintain library. You want to do that every couple of days because when you go on the internet, you listen to streams, of course. You know, you just want to make sure everything is clean, and I do that every 3 or 4 days. But anyway, let's keep going.
Clear database dot 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 C.
Clear database, of course, that's something that we all should do every now and then.
Manage collections dot 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 M.
Manage collections. I don't manage a collection because I don't keep a collection. I use this to stream my media because it sounds better than Windows Media Player. 100 times better.
Create report submenu, C.
Create report, that's for like error reports or whatever you want to do.
Export to playlist dot 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 control plus E.
Export to playlist. I don't do that unless I'm doing something for someone, so I'm not going to show that to you.
Exit, E.
Exit, F4. Exit is X. So we're going to go to the right arrow now.
Edit menu. Select all control plus A. S.
Select all control plus A. We don't have anything to select, so we're going to keep going down.
Cut control plus X unavailable. C. Copy control plus C. C.
Copy.
Paste control plus V unavailable. P.
Okay. Paste.
New playlist dot dot dot. N.
New playlist.
New auto playlist dot dot dot. N. Podcast submenu. P.
Podcast submenu. We will look at that maybe later in the podcast.
Properties dot 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 shift plus enter unavailable. P.
Properties is shift enter. We don't want to go there.
Menu bar. Menu. View menu. Properties dot 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 control plus alt plus B. P.
Oh, another keystroke here. Oh, there's two different properties, I think. There's a property of the artist and the property of the program. That's why there's two different options here.
Main menu bar checked. M.
Main menu bar. Then we want to keep that checked. That's to go into the main menus if you want to change something or sync something to an iPod.
Media tree control plus alt plus T checked. M.
Media tree, keep that.
Player control plus alt plus L checked. P.
Keep that.
Now playing control plus alt plus N checked. N.
Keep that.
Art and details control plus alt plus A checked. A. Visualization control plus alt plus V. V.
Visualization, that's visual. That's to make your, you know, your equalizing and, you know, some of the stuff is visual and...
Party mode control plus alt plus M. P.
Party mode is crossfading. Like, if you want to play music while your guests are there, if you have people over and you want to have music going through the house, if you have, like, a speaker system, that's what party mode does. So let me keep going down, and I will let you know if I come across anything I don't know. But that's what party mode is. It's to keep the music going.
Show details checked. Yes.
Show details. Yes, you want to keep that. Showing details, album artist, album artist genre, date when the song came out. Of course you want to show that.
Show art unavailable. Yes.
Show art unavailable because we don't have anything in here.
Show art with details. Yes.
Show art with details.
Show art browser with details unavailable. Yes.
Show art with browser with details unavailable.
Show column browser. Yes.
Column browser. No, that is your internet browser or Firefox, Internet Explorer. We don't want to do that.
Configure visualization dot 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 C.
Nope. Don't want to do that.
Refresh F5R.
That we want to do once in a blue moon. Like if the program loses focus, we want to refresh the program. So that's what that is.
Toolbar submenu. T.
Toolbar submenu, okay. Let's see what we come across in this thing.
Properties dot 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 control plus alt plus BP.
We're back around. Right arrow.
Menu bar. View. To navigate, press left or right arrow. V. View menu. Properties dot. Play menu. Play now. Alt plus enter. P.
Play. No.
Play next. Shift plus control plus enter. P. Play last. Control plus enter. P.
Play last. We don't want to do any of these now.
Play slash pause control plus BP.
Okay, now it's the same command as, Windows Media Player, Roxy. Some of these commands are different, so I will keep going.
Stop control plus O, S.
Now, stop isn't control S, it's control O. Like, as, oh, wait, let me just make sure it's control. I don't know if it said control O or control L. Let me listen.
Play slash stop control plus O, S.
Yeah, control O, which it used to be the, it's the open command in Windows, that's stop.
Stop after current, S.
Stop after current is S.
Previous control plus B, P.
Previous is control plus P.
Next control plus N, N.
Next is control N instead of alt N in your Windows command. So when you hear these, I can go over the keystrokes with you after I do this podcast because they are a little different.
Sleep dot 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 control plus alt plus S, S.
Now, sleep, that is a mode that you can put your player into. Let's say, you know, you're, you know, making music from a laptop, you're DJing, or you're having people at your house. Let's say you're having dinner, you don't want to hear the music, you can put the thing in sleep mode, which I've never done before, so I can work with you guys on that when I give you my email contact at the end. I'm also going to give you my Skype name, too, so if you want to just Skype me on that, you know, I'll be happy to get back to you and we'll work together on this program if that's what you want to do. So, I'm not pushing this, I'm just demonstrating another program that you all can use for playing music.
Equalizer dot 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 control plus alt plus E. E.
Equalizer control alt E. So, if you want to change that in the menu, you can.
Auto DJ dot 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 D.
Auto DJ. That's, you know, that's mixing and echo. I think you can add echo. I haven't really played with all of these, but I have played with most of them. So, you know, we can play with them together if you have questions or if you want to Skype me or email me. As I said, I'm going to leave all that at the end.
Crossfade chat, C.
Crossfade. I have that checked because I was playing music for a bunch of people. I had some people over and I was playing music. I have wireless speakers and I was carrying them around the house. So, yes, so keep that checked.
Shuffle, yes.
Shuffle. That's if you want to do like a random mix. If you wanted to, you know, not have the whole album play, but you wanted to have songs from different albums. That's what shuffle is. I'm sure you all know what shuffle is, so I'm not going to go into it, but we'll keep going.
Continuous, C.
Continuous, that's another thing. Instead of crossfading and continuous, you want to continue with the file.
Level playback volume checked, L.
Level playback volume, yeah, we want to keep that checked.
Play now, Alt plus Enter, P.
Play now, Alt, Enter. I don't have anything to play for you guys, but I will when we get on the net.
Play next, Shift plus Control plus Enter, P.
Okay, play next is Control Shift Enter. I'm going to try and write all these keystrokes. I'm going to send you anyone that wants. I can send, I can do show notes and send some keystrokes in the mail to people that may be interested. Yeah, so if I even remember them all, there's a lot.
Play last Control plus Enter P. Play slash pause control plus B, P.
Okay, we're back around now. Let's go to the right arrow again. But before I continue with the demonstration, I just want to say briefly, I have been, for the past year or so, wanting to help the blind, wanting to show technology, wanting to show myself off, and I've kind of had a hard time doing it because there's not many people that want to post my content. So, I just want to just bring this to your attention. I sent it to one person, Jeffrey Miller, who's a lovely, lovely man, But Blind Cool Tech doesn't seem to be posting any information, and no one knows why. A lot of people are asking me about that. Where are you? You're sending me these audio files. You're not around on the internet. Well, I will be very shortly, and I apologize that I'm not on the internet yet, but I'm trying, so that is a brief thing. I just wanted to tell you all, I want to help you guys. I really do. I want to be part of the blind community. So I'm going to go to, let's change the subject and go back to the Media Monkey podcast here. Right arrow again.
Menu bar, menu, tools menu, auto tag from web, dot, 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 control plus L, A.
Auto tag from web. Okay, that is, if you're on the web, let's say, you know, you have unknown artists or something's not tagged properly, this program will tag your audio, so that's what this is. So, let's keep going down and hear the rest of the choices.
Auto tag from file name dot 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 control plus Q T.
Auto tag from file name, that is another one that I think you would all like, because you can auto tag as you're naming the file and you just want it to be in Media Monkey. And I move my music to Media Monkey when I am when I am gonna have a gathering or people over or people want to hear music. That's when I put it in the jukebox. So
auto organize files dot 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 control plus R A.
I don't have any files to really organize, so we're not gonna go there for now. But we'll probably get there when I download something.
Advanced tag management submenu A.
Advanced tag management submenu.
Get album info from Freed unavailable G.
Okay, album info from Freed. That is you know, the album info. That's like when the internet downloads it. That's what it is. It's Freed's is the internet, the data that the net gets. So that's what that is.
Rip audio CD dot 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 shift plus control plus R R.
Rip audio CD. Let me tell you, this thing rips. Like, it rips an audio CD very fast. It's a beautiful ripper. I mean, you would think you want to just use Windows Media Player. Because the sound quality in Media Monkey is the best sound quality you could get. And it's not just a monkey format. It rips in MP3, WMA, OGG, Vox, I think it even rips in, WNV, AMR, AAC, AAC, all those formats. Getting to the bitrate is a little inaccessible, so we're not going to do that. Maybe I'll do a part two on that at some point, but let's just keep going.
Convert format dot 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 shift plus control plus C, C.
Now, this is an audio format converter also, but I think you have to pay to do that.
Burn CD slash DVD slash BD dot 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 shift plus control plus D, B.
Okay, another little option here.
Sync device submenu, S.
Sync device submenu. Now, I don't have any devices hooked to my computer right now. My Victor Reader Stream is sitting in a bag, it's actually sitting on the charger right now, but anyway, let's just keep going.
Save to virtual CD control plus H, S.
Yes, you can save your files onto CD with this Media Monkey, this nice program.
Save preview shift plus control plus B, S. Analyze volume shift plus control plus V, A.
Save preview, analyze volume.
Level track volume, L.
Level track volume.
Script submenu, S.
Script submenu, that's, I guess, you know, the scripting language. I don't know what that is, but anyway, let's keep going.
Options dot dot dot, O.
The options menu is a little inaccessible. We'll get there, I'll show you. It reads in letters. It's like A, B, C, so we're not going to go there. I went there a couple times. Just so you know, the options menu is a little bit, it's not that bad, it's a little bit inaccessible, but let's keep going.
Help menu, help content, H.
Now, this is what I wanted to show you. There's no check for updates in the help menu at all, so I'm just warning you about that.
Online forum, O. T- technical support, about, help content, online forum, technical support, about, a.
So those are all your options. You're not going to see check for updates in here, so. And I also want to tell you that that's the same situation a lot of people have asked me about, Firefox. I'm going to answer that question right now. People on my Skype list has asked me, oh, you know, what do you do with, Firefox? I can't update it. Well, there is no check for updates. You gotta do it manually. You gotta go to the website and do it. Same with this. You gotta go to the two websites I recommend that you get this from. I'll give them to you again. Is www.mediamonkey.com, site number two, www.file.hippo.com. So, let's continue on.
Help content, H. Online, technical support, about, help content, H.
See, there's no check for updates. Let me go to the right arrow now.
Media Monkey Gold menu. Get Media Monkey Gold, G.
Now, we're not going to do any of this because, okay, the difference between Media Monkey and Media Monkey Gold is it allows you, I think, for the AVI format, you have to use Media Monkey Gold. I think the only thing that the Media Monkey supplies is MP3, WMA, and Ogg Vorbis, and I think Vox. Those are the only four formats that you can use. However, I think the paid version of Media Monkey, which is Media Monkey Gold, which I do not have that, that allows you to do a lot more, convert more files, rip maybe a little faster, and it forces you to subscribe to Rhapsody, which I don't want to do. So, that's what that does. So, let's keep going.
Enter registration code for Media Monkey Gold, E.
No, we're not going to enter registration code for Media Monkey Gold because we are free.
Get Media Monkey Gold, G.
No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to get... we're back around. Let's go to the right arrow again.
File menu. New tab. Control plus D. And
okay, if you want to listen to files in a new tab, you can do that.
Open URL or file dot dot dot. Oh.
You can open URL or... You can open URL or file that you can do with this program.
Add slash rascon files to the library dot 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 ends. A.
Add files to the library.
Download file dot dot dot. Locate moved slash missing files dot dot
locate
dot.
Locate missing help. Slash move. We can do that, but I don't have anything here to demonstrate here.
Maintain library dot dot dot. Clear database dot dot. Manage collections dot dot dot. Create reports submenu. Export to playlist dot. Exit E.
You know what? This is the gold menu. We're in the gold menu. We don't need to be there. Because if I press enter on any of these, it's going to talk about registration. We don't want to get a license for it. You know, because licenses are very expensive these days, and it's, you know, with all of us blind people not working, these licenses are hard to maintain. So a lot of us blind people want, you know, they want the lowest cost software they can get. But we're not going to go into financing software. We're just going to leave as is, and let's see what else there is in this menu here. I'm going to go right arrow.
Edit menu. View menu. Menu bar. Menu bar. Menu. View menu. Properties dot dot. Main menu bar checked. Media tree control plus alt plus T checked.
I'm going to keep going to the right arrow. I think I did all these, but hopefully not.
Menu bar. Menu. Play menu. Tools menu. Help menu. Media Monkey Gold menu. File menu. Edit menu. Menu bar. Menu. View menu. Play menu. Tools menu. Auto tag from web dot. Auto tag from. Auto organize. Advanced tag. Get album in. Rip audio CD dot dot dot. Shift plus control plus R. R.
Okay. If anyone wants to rip a CD, I just want to go over this with you one more time. It's shift. Wait, let me just read this. Let me just read this again.
Get out, rip audio CD dot 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 shift plus control plus R, R.
Okay, control shift R is rip a CD. That's what you want to do if you want to shortcut it. You put your CD in the CD drive. Now, some people had trouble with this when I told them about Media Monkey before I did this podcast. Sometimes there are other rippers. make sure you deselect or turn off Windows Media Player so that it does not conflict. What you want to do if you want to turn off all the players that, you know, are by default, but I have Media Monkey set as my default everything just about, so I don't have to worry about that, but you go into your search box, you type in Windows Features, and if you want to turn off Windows Media Player, this isn't really about that, so that you can run Media Monkey, you can, this is what you can do. Turn Windows Media Features on or off. It's a feature in Windows 7. And as soon as you hit enter on that, W for Windows, you're going to see Media Features checked. You're going to uncheck that checkbox. Not going to do it here because it's going to ask you to reboot your computer. So that's the way that you would turn completely off Media Monkey, no, Windows Media Player, so that you can use Media Monkey as your default program. I have all my media features in Windows turned off, basically, so that's how my PC is kind of set up. I figured I'd share that with you because I recommended this program to a friend of mine, and they said they couldn't use it because there was something interfering, and I helped someone out, so I did a good deed here. Now, I'm going to get out of Media Monkey. I'm going to get out of here now. And then I'm going to go to Internet Explorer. And I'm going to show you that we could actually, we're going to open files with Media Monkey. I'm showing you all the accessibility functions here. I'm going to Alt F4 out of here now.
Alt F4. Leaving menus. Menu bar. List to navigate. Press left or right arrow. L. Alt F4. Leaving menu bar. Media Monkey. Items view multi-select list box. Uninstall Media Monkey.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go Windows M for the desktop, and I'm going to go Internet Explorer on my taskbar.
Windows M, desktop, tap, task space. Windows Internet Explorer, blank page, address and search using Google Edit, about, blank, type in text, Alt plus D.
Now I hope you all enjoy this podcast. This is about an accessible media player that I'm demonstrating. Just a little off topic, not too much. It's to try to get Media Monkey to work for all of you. And I hope I'm helping everybody out. I helped one person today, and I'm proud of it. And I want to help the blind, as I said. I really do. And I want to be recognized, so Bob Acosta and everybody, send this to and anyone you know. Get this out. You know, just get the word out. I really want to do this, so anyway, I'm going to go to a website with lots of audio, and the audio site I'm going to go for is I'm very angry with them, but I'm going to go anyway, and I'm very hurt that no one's been posting my podcast any really in too many places, but I'm proud and happy that Jeffrey Miller posts them, and that's wonderful to know. So the site I'm going to really demonstrate this is Blind Cool Tech.
BlindCoolTech.com/
A lot of people have been asking me, where's Blind Cool Tech? They're not posting anything. Well, it's true, they're not. So, I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Blind Cool Tech Podcast describes this portable recorder and shows how quietly both the internal links lit.
Now, the podcast I'm going to download for you guys to show you that we can open in any program is, I'm going to download Windows 8 Window Eyes. I promised I'd play you something in Media Monkey. Now, here I go. I'm going to,
subscribe. Home. Chat. Donate. Archive. Samsung Galaxy. Nexus. Top 5. Ad Choice. Windows 8 Window Eyes.
Okay, this is a podcast called Windows 8 Window Eyes. Now, in other players, you do not get a dialog box that says, do you want to open or save? Like, you know, your players that I was talking about, like, you know, maybe back in the Windows 95 days when you had Music Match, and Windows Media Player does not do this, and, in this particular player, which is lovely, I love this feature, you get a save as or open. You don't have to do anything. So, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna
Windows 8 Window Eyes.
I'm gonna open this up and I'm gonna show you how simple this is to use. Ready? Here I go.
Enter. Windows 8 Windows heading level 2 link visited. Dialog. Windows 8 Windows heading level 2 link visited.
Okay, there's a dialog box. Now, Jaws isn't really... I don't know why Jaws isn't reading this. What's going on here?
Alt and open button to activate. Press okay. Spacebar. Alt plus O.
Now, usually what Jaws says to me is when I enter this, when I try to play this, it says, what would you like to do with this file? We're not going to open it. We're going to save it, and I'm going to show you why.
Tap save split button. Space here pressed. 0%. Windows 8 Windows heading level 2 link visited.
I'm now downloading this. It's going to take a few... It might take a minute or two. It's a pretty large file. I'm working hard getting these files done. And my download should be complete in a minute. So while I have a minute to tell you, I love the podcast. I've been doing it for quite some time now. And I would like more websites to recognize me besides just one. I want to be really recognized, so anybody that picks this up can say, oh, there's a new podcaster by the name of Bobby Benton. And I like his work, so, you know, spread the word. Say I'm here. Say that, you know, I do work too. I feel excluded. I feel like I'm left out. Okay, now we got the... Let me check what's going on here. I'm gonna...
Alt-F4. Alt-F4. Tap. Alt-Tap Audacity. Table track 1. Menu bar. File. To navigate. Escape. Leaving menu bar. Table track 1.
No, we don't wanna... Something happened here, I think. Wait, we don't wanna do this because, I want to get to my downloads folder. I'm going to try to get there right now.
Control Escape menu. Search box. 0 items.
Okay, just hold on here. I'm going to go to my Bobby folder. I'm going to go to my username folder.
B. Bobby. 1 of 10. B. Enter. Leaving menus. D. Desk. D. Downloads. Enter. Downloads. Items view multi-select. Kbinstall.net. Podcast on voice Dexter. BCT 1576 Windows 8 Windows.
Okay, we're gonna do Windows 8 Windows. Now I'm gonna press the applications key, and you're gonna hear all the options that we have here. I have Media Player shut off, so you're gonna hear what we have here, and I'm gonna show you.
Applications, context, properties, rename, delete, create, copy, cut, send, restore, scan with, share with, open with submenu.
Open
H.
With. Now. I'm gonna do this. We're gonna press enter on this box.
Enter Adobe Reader A.
Adobe Reader? No, this is an audio file. So I'm gonna press the letter M for Media Monkey.
M. Leaving menus. Downloads. Items view multi-select list box. BCT 1576 Windows 8 Windows. 1576 BCT 1576 Windows 8 Windows. Jeremy Curry Blind Cool Tech. 1 of 3. Media Monkey. Now playing. User account control. User account control
okay,
dialog.
You're gonna
do
get
you
the...
want to allow the follow? Change. Yes button. To activate press spacebar. Alt
okay,
plus Y.
As you saw that there's information here now that I've opened with Media Monkey. You got the UAC, that's normal, that's the way that this set's kind of set up by default. I could change it, but I don't want to do it during the podcast. I think I could change it at least. Let me press Y for yes.
Space. Tap.
Table, secure,
tap.
Affordable,
tap.
Windows.
Tap. Ended. Type in text. Tap. Now playing. Tab. To switch. Pay. Tap. Now playing.
Hi, this is Jeremy Curry, Director of Training for GW Micro.
Alt F4. Downloads. Items view multi-select
okay,
list box.
I hope you all enjoyed that.
1576 Windows 8 Windows. 1576 BCT 1576 Windows 8 Windows. Jeremy Curry Blind Cool Tech. 1 of 3. Escape.
Okay, hope you all enjoyed that. That was to show you the, and all those options that I showed you earlier would be available, so, you know, just to let you know that, you know, these, files are, you know, we can play this later, I'm gonna review it, And Media Monkey is a wonderful program. I'm going to see if there's anything else I can show you in here. Well, I'm going to...
Windows M, desktop, folder view list, A, and Diva, A, audio, and enter. Audio, and M, Media Center, MP3 Direct, Media Monkey.
Okay, Media Monkey, we're going to open Media Monkey again, and I'm going to see...
Enter, Media Monkey, items view, multi-select list box, not selected, Media Monkey on the web, 6, Media, Media Monkey, enter.
Okay.
Media Monkey, now playing, user account, yes button, space.
Huh, why is the UAC coming up? That wasn't coming up before. I guess because it's open, it was open somewhere. Now I'm going to just see if there's anything I can cover, anything more I can cover.
Menu bar, file, to navigate, press left or right arrow, F. Edit, E, view, play, tools, T, play, menu, play now, all, tools, help menu, menu bar, menu, Media Monkey gold menu, get media, file menu, new tab, control, edit menu, select all, control plus A, S.
So this is the left and right arrows, and as you saw when I opened Media Monkey, you got the top and the bottom of the Media Monkey window. So, you know, if you want to contact me, we're getting toward the end of this podcast now. My email is bvinton@optonline.net. So that's my email address, is bvinton@optonline.net. And since I help people burn CDs, I have a Skype name. My Skype name is CDBurnerMan44. So that's CDBurnerMan44. So I think that I covered as much as I could. I mean, I don't think I ran over 40 minutes, but, you know, I know that, you know, he wanted to... I know you wanted something a little longer, but, you know, there's really not much to cover when you're talking about this, these little programs here. But Media Monkey, once again, it is a replacement for Windows Media Player. It can be, if you want it to be. It's just like CDEX or Roxio. It's similar, but it's not any of those programs. It's very different, and I just thought I'd bring this out to your attention. It's very similar to the old Music Max jukebox. And it is it. Media Monkey is a jukebox. And it's a, it can be a replacement also for iTunes, except you're subscribing for to something else. And in Media Monkey, you can only subscribe to Rhapsody. You can't do iTunes. That's another little drawback if you're an iTunes user. But I think I've demonstrated enough, and I'm going to wrap this up, so...
Alt-tab, leaving menus, Media Monkey, Alt-tab, Media Monkey, Media Monkey, Alt-tab, Media Monkey,
so,
Media Monkey, Alt-tab, Media Monkey, Media Monkey,
hold on,
now playing.
I'm going to wrap this up now.
Alt-tab 4, Media Monkey, items view multi, Alt-tab 4, Alt-tab, Audacity, table track 1.
So, wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap it up right now, but before I wrap it up, I'm going to give you my contact info. Again, my email address is bvinton@optonline.net, and my Skype name is CDBurner, BURNERMAN44, and I'd like to thank a couple of friends for getting me a Skype name and all that good stuff. But wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton, I will see you next month with another podcast, and make sure you send this to all your friends. Make sure I'm recognized. Bye! See you next month!